a rarity for us these days. Another guest live in the studio with us this morning is Dr. Mick Sokol from the Drury University Theater Department. And, you know, it's kind of become the same old story. Everybody's having to make a lot of changes to adapt to the world of COVID right now. But Drury University Theater is going to have their first production of this season, the children's show this time, which was it scheduled for back in March?
Yes, it was.
Oh, sorry. Oh, here you are.
Yes, it was. Late March, early April. I forget the exact dates. And, you know, it's interesting because it tells you how little we knew what was coming. You know, when they extended spring break a week, we're like, oh, we'll just push Charlotte's Web back one
Nobody
week
knew
two weeks.
How long that was going. This yeah. whole thing was going to continue.
Yeah, but it actually became the first show of the fall semester, and I mean, the set was half done, sitting on the stage. The costumes were finished, we even have the same cast.
So right, you had one person graduate.
We did, yes. E.C. Arnold, who was going to be here with us, but obviously I was told only one person at a time because it's COVID things and all that.
Yeah,
and also
exactly.
Kylie Compton. So those were two students who were going to be here. So I told them I'd mention their name. but yeah, E.C. Arnold graduated, and we're like, do you still want to be in the show? Yeah, I want to be in the show. So, okay, so
because he's still around.
So we have an alum in the show as well, as you know, all the other students are in it as well. So
now the production runs the 16th through the 19th, so Tuesday through
Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah,
it's 7:30 each night, and there's a matinee Saturday at 2.
So two performances on Saturday the 19th in Will Hoyt Theater, the Breach Building on the Drury campus. Will there be an online stream for this show? Because the theater department's talked about doing that on some performances or some productions.
It's a yes and no answer.
Okay.
probably for most of the people who are listening right now, no, it's only live in the performance. What we normally do, though, for the show is we bus in tons of children, about 1,000 of them from Springfield Public Schools, pack them in real tight.
Yeah, no kidding.
Obviously, we're not doing that this year. So
right.
We're going to record it and stream it to the schools.
Oh, okay.
So they'll get the stream version and right into their classrooms. But the performances, for the general public, if you will be in Will Hoyt, and that'll be seated. We normally get a small crowd for the children's show anyway. I mean, it's rare that we get more than 50 people at a performance. So we'll have no problem with the social distancing, and, you know, we've set it up, you know, skipping rows and spacing it out.
Sure.
I mean, we know the drill at this point. Yeah, you just...
And, of course, you'll require masks be worn, and you'll be setting up social distancing of what audience shows up.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Let's see. Tickets are $14 for adults, $7 for senior citizens and for non-Drury students, and $3 for Drury faculty, staff, and students, as well as for children under the age of 12. Now, tell us about the show. This is... Charlotte's Web. I'm not sure what you can tell us that people may not already know about it, but you know.
If you've seen the film, read the book, it's along those lines. It's
sure.
a stage version of it, and you know, obviously it's designed for children, although I think adults will enjoy it as well. It's a great story, and so, it's Charlotte's Web. I don't know what else
exactly,
to say about it.
Exactly.
Most people will probably go in knowing the story.
Right. Because it's a children's show, is it a slightly shortened length? Or?
Yeah, I think it's typically about 45 to 50 minutes, I'm guessing. And of course, we had to make some changes. The actors are wearing masks as well.
Oh, there you go.
And we've, you know, so there's the masks are part of the costume, essentially. So we made the masks to be part of the costume, you know, so that sort of thing, whether it's a pig or a spider or whatever the case may be.
That's something cool.
We don't normally do. We're miking the shows. We bought body mics because people are speaking through masks. So that's a new one for
us. Like we are right now.
Exactly.
Know.
Yeah. So you know, there's a lot of difference, you know, going about it. And, you know, we're hoping it's going to work. You know, this is the first time our first post-COVID show and all that good stuff. So, you know, we're going to make it happen. You know, that's what we do. We do theater. And it's been very challenging moving things around and adjusting to new rules. And the rules seem to change almost daily. But yeah, we're going to try and do theater. We're going to do it safely. Come join us.
Yep, and this is just the first of several shows for the season. The next one is scheduled for early October.
Yes, we moved our musical to mid-October. Normally it's in mid-November, mm-hmm. So we can get all the shows in before fall break because they're predicting that the virus could get worse when the weather gets colder. So
right.
We want to get the shows done fast. So yeah, Seussical, it's like our semester for young people theater.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, we'll be doing Seussical in mid-October. To be honest with you, I'm not sure how that one's going to be. That could be a stream, that could be, you know, a live. We're acquiring, we already have the rights for the show, now we're acquiring the rights for the streaming and all that stuff.
And that's something people have to keep in mind, that that has to be done.
It also, it's a separate rights also if you want to film it and then stream it. So there's a live stream rights and then there's a film. You know, yeah, the poor people with Charles Webb, they must think we're schizophrenic, you know, because we moved the dates like three or four times. Then we said, can we live stream? Well, can we record it?
You know, I seriously doubt they may, even if they have a problem with it, it's like there's nothing they can do because everybody else is having to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
they understand. So they've been really great with us. So, and we'll, you know, we'll see what happens, what the situation is essentially in mid-October. You know, the best of all possible worlds, we have a live audience there.
Right.
You know, but the thing is that worries us, which is a great thing, is that we're probably going to have a much bigger turnout and interest
for that
in
show.
Seussical than we will in Charlotte's Web. So we'll see what happens.
That's all you can do is just try it and see. Charlotte's Web will be performed live in the Breach Building in Will Hoyt Theater next Wednesday through Saturday the 16th through the 19th, 7:30 p.m., plus a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday the 19th. Tickets range from $3 to $14. You can make reservations by calling the theater box office at 873-7255 Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. And as the box office makes tickets available 9 days before the production opens, they're already available now.
Yes,
so
we've already sold a bunch. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're seating people by groups. So if you're a group of four, you can sit together. If you're a group of one, you sit together, but they'll be 6 feet apart in between you and that next group.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't even know our capacity. It depends on whether they all show up one at a time or in groups.
So that'll be something fun for the ushering staff to deal with that night or on each night. All right, Dr. Mick Sokol from Drury University Theater and their first show, which was postponed from last spring, Charlotte's Web, their children's show next Wednesday through Saturday, live in Will Hoyt Theater. And for school kids, it will be streamed to the schools, video streamed. But once again, another chance to get out and actually see live theater.
Yeah.
All right, Mick, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much,
and my apologies to your students who came with you, but you know, we're just trying to keep one person at a time in studio, so
that's great. It's all right.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the time.
We'll see you.